season is in full swing and it does force us to look at our own relationships, right, and really pick those apart.
Yeah.
You might even be thinking about taking a break from your relationship.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah, there's a new movement happening right now where people are taking a marriage sabbatical, which is a type of break.
Right.
Experts say it could end your relationship for good, though.
Yeah.
We have our relationship expert, Joe Wilson, on the line. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Hi.
What is a marriage sabbatical?
Oh, it is a bit of time out for a couple of reasons, but usually I would, in my biased perspective, say it needs to be directed by a professional therapist, but sometimes people use it as a bit of an enrichment for their relationship, like things are going quite well.
Yeah.
And they just think, let's just take a little bit of time apart so we really miss each other.
Whoa.
Wait, but things are going great, but let's spend less time together?
Well, it's kind of just like, why don't you go away for the weekend and I'll do my thing, which, you know, you could, you don't have to call it sabbatical. Couples do that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, so you're just going away to, you know, so you miss each other. But then some people use it as a circuit breaker if it's a really stressful time and they're going around in circles and they just can't get anywhere when they're just exhausted from their argument. And then some people use it as a last point of, you know, a last resort, I suppose, when they feel like they're going to break up anyway and they're like, well, why don't we just have a specific time that we spend apart and then we'll come back together and decide.
So from what I'm hearing, I'm surprised. I thought you'd be against it because I always thought a break leads to a breakup, but you're okay with a short sabbatical, are you?
Yeah, look, I must admit, we use it rarely as a tool because most people present in the counselling room with communication issues or someone has, there's been infidelity or something like that, but it's usually working out why. And it usually drills back to family, you know, values or communication. So we can't do that when we're apart. But on the rare occasions, as long as there's really strong boundaries, because as you can imagine, if you say, right, we're going to take a break for 6 weeks, then someone says, oh, I thought that meant that we could flirt. I thought that meant that we could go with other people. Like it has to be very, very watertight.
Okay, so you need to have rules with a marriage sabbatical just the same as you would if you were to open up your marriage, like the strong boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah, it's not a DIY thing. It's usually having to be guided by someone on the outside that says, right, this is what we're doing and this is when we're meeting up. It's usually pretty hard for a couple to do this on their own.
Yeah.
How long would you recommend people take a break before it's just bad and this is not a good idea?
Well, I can't say it's how long is a piece of string. Some people are fly-in, fly-out couples. Some people have got children, so it's very, very specific to that couple.
Okay.
And
Okay, but in your experience, a break doesn't always lead to a breakup.
No, it doesn't, depending on what stage they're at. If it's at a last point of, you know, last resort, then, yeah, it's usually the red flags are there and we're just going to try and see what happens. As long as the couple can say this is very intentional, but it doesn't always mean that you're breaking up. It can actually be a healthy thing where you can pursue things like go and learn Italian for a month in Italy and you could, you know, someone could go and play golf and do something. It has to be for really genuine reasons that you're doing it either to pursue something or to really make sure that the intention is we're here to make our relationship better and it can actually really bring that couple, you know, together in a way because they've really missed each other and they've really respected the parts of each other that they loved in the first place.
Really interesting. Okay, Joe Wilson, the relationship rejuvenator. Thanks so much.
No worries.
I'm going to say, look, I get what Joe's saying in my experience, but a break leads to a breakup every single time.
I would say on the whole it does. However, there's always the exception to the rule. So I know two couples that took breaks. I think they got together in high school. One of them went over to the UK, you know, for a couple of years, as you do. And then they did their own thing, came back to Australia, got married, had kids, sailed off into the sunset together. And that was the story for both of these couples.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, in my experience, we need a break. Well, that's just it's a step to the breakup. I want to hear what you think, though. Does a break always lead to a breakup? Did taking a break from your partner lead to a breakup? Or, like Joe said, it's healthy.
Hasn't made it stronger. I mean, I guess there is something in you work on yourself, you come back better individually, so the team will be better as well.
If you can't work on yourself with them, that ain't a good sign, am I right?
I don't think you need to be joined at the hip, but I on the whole, I would agree with you that if you're constantly going, we need a break, and taking a week here and a week there, and things are pretty volatile.
Yeah, it's over.
It's not good.
What do you think, though? Maybe a break works for you. Does a break always lead to a breakup? Trent in Sydney on. Hello, Trent. Good morning.
G'day. How are you?
Hey.
What do you think, man? Does a break always lead to a breakup?
Oh, from my personal experience, it seems to be the case. I was in a pretty long-term relationship with a girl for quite some time. We lived together. And she had quite a close personal friend who I guess was her confidant. And, you know, things started to go sour. Before you know it, we decided it was a very mutual decision that we were going to try and take a break and make things work in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward about a month, I get a text from one of my best mates who say he sees her with the best mate hooking up at our local pub. They're now in a relationship together.
Yeah. Because you know what? Quite often a break, I can be honest, I've done it in my younger years.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a break from that relationship because you're interested in someone else.
Yeah, and because then you're like, oh, but we were on a break. I can pursue who I want.
Plus, you're not quite sure whether you want to be with that new person or the person you're with, so.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck, Trent. Thanks for calling in, man. Sadhna, sorry. I'm reading that incorrectly. Sadhna, hello, good morning.
Hi, morning.
What do you think? Does a break always lead to a breakup?
It does. After 1 year, I said to the guy, I think we should just take some time out, like, you know, think about it. And it's over. I stopped. All he does is sees my messages, doesn't respond. So it leads to breakup.
So
did this happen recently, Sadhna?
Yes, it did.
You called the
Currently
break.
Going through it.
You're going through it right now?
Yeah.
You called the break and now he's ignoring you.
Yep, completely, yeah.
Oh, that's out of spite.
Well, why did you call the break?
He wasn't communicating. He was just like, I don't know. I asked him so many, like, where are we, like, you know, going with this?
Yeah.
And he was just not saying anything. And
okay, well, it turns out he's still not communicating completely.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so he sees your messages. Are you still on the break or have you actually officially broken up?
Well, he hasn't said any, like, I've said, like, you know, it's over.
Yeah.
I don't even know now.
And he didn't respond to the it's over text?
Nothing.
I think it's over.
I think it's over. I think the breakup has happened, Sadhna. Whoa.
Well, there we go. Yeah. See, a break always leads to a breakup.